Yes. A lot of people who belong to anime fandoms like to cosplay as their favorite characters. It's also common for comic books, movies, and television shows. If you've ever seen footage from Comic-Con in San Diego, you'll see tons of fandom members in costume. Jace says that cosplay is related to fandoms. And then he uses the word anime. Anime is a Japanese style of story that is drawn, usually by hand. It can be in a form of books. And then in English, we also use anime to talk about the television shows as well as the movies that go with them. So this sort of genre, this group of stories, is very popular for people to dress up as because they are usually very colorful and very exciting characters to look at, and people can identify with them. So they will dress up as them when they go out to do their cosplay. So Jay says that many of the people who enjoy these drawn character fandoms like to dress up as their favorite characters. And it's also common for people who like comic books that are not from Japan and don't feature this sort of design, as well as people who like movies and television shows. He goes on to use the word footage. Footage just means the recording of an event. So news footage is when the news team will actually take video and record an event and then show it to you. We also have a related term here, which is Comic Con. A Comic Con is short for Comic Convention, which is when many, many people meet up in a large area and then they look at the industry, the business of comics. They also do things about movies and about music even sometimes, anything very, very popular with a group of people who like the same type of comics. So the biggest one is held in San Diego, which is what Jace is talking about here. And then Jace also uses the word costume, which is clothes that are worn to dress as someone else. So when we look at this last sentence, he'll say, have you ever seen recordings from the largest convention for comic lovers, which is held in San Diego? If you've seen it, you'll actually see tons of fandom members dressed up in the clothes that they need to be wearing to look like the characters that they love.
Jess 他就回说 yes, 是的。A lot of people who belong to anime fandoms like to cosplay as their favorite characters. 就说呢，有很多的动漫迷都喜欢角色扮演他们最喜爱的角色。这边有一个anime 在这边是一个名词，动漫化的意思，特别是就是指日本的动漫化，或者是在美国就是有这类就是日本风格的，就是电视卡通都可以叫做动anime。那接下来这一句，下一句他就说呢 ，It's also common for comic books, movies, and television shows. 而角色扮演在漫画迷、电影迷或者是电视剧迷的粉丝圈中也很常见。If you ever seen footage from Comic Con in San Diego, you will see tons of fandom members in costume. 就说呢，如果你有看过圣地亚哥的动漫展的影片，你就会看到有成千上万穿着角色扮演服的粉丝们。这边有一个 footage， 就是是一个名词，指的就是未剪接的影片或者是录影。那接下来有一个 Comic Con， 它的全写是 Comic Convention， 就是动漫展的意思。那就是每一年就是在圣地亚哥就是有一个很有名的就是动漫展。Costume 在这边是一个名词，就是有服装、戏装的意思。
Is it common for people to belong to more than one fandom? I have multiple authors that I love, and I don't think I could ever choose my favorite among them. Clary asks if it's normal for people to be part of more than one of these fan groups, and she talks about how she's got a few different authors that she really likes, and she doesn't want to have to pick just one of them to be part of the community for.
Clary 他又接着问说呢 ，Is it common for people to belong to more than one fandom？ 就说呢，加入不止一个粉丝圈是否很普遍呢 ？I have multiple authors that I love, and I don't think I could ever choose any.Choose my favorite among them， 就说呢，我有喜爱的作家不止一个，就是他有很多个喜爱的作家，而且我不认为我可以在就是他们之中选出一个最爱。